Here's your Southeast Georgia news. As Hurricane Milton continues on its course somewhere in central to southern Florida into Thursday morning, GEMA is advising evacuees headed north to bypass South Georgia due to Hurricane Helene's aftermath still being dealt with. Well, over half of Coffee County residents still have no power 2 weeks after Helene's impact. In fact, South Georgia State College has changed its plans in getting students on the Douglas campus back to school due to some damage. Check the sgsc.edu website for complete information. Relief efforts continue across South Georgia. Rayford Farms has donated a whopping 40,000 pounds of chicken for our area residents. The distribution will take place this Saturday at Pierce County High School in the parking lot. They will be handing out 1,000 boxes, with each consisting of 40 pounds of chicken. The distribution will take place Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., again in the Pierce County High School parking lot. A meeting of the Georgia House Navigable Streams Committee, scheduled for Friday in Nahunta, has been postponed due to the anticipated effects from Hurricane Milton. It was set to take place at Strickland's Lodge on the Satilla River in Nahunta. That committee is currently taking public comment on the legislative efforts to name sections of some of the state's 64 streams and rivers as navigable and open to the public for boating, fishing, and hunting. Right now, an old Civil War law prohibits a lot of that from happening. Suwannee River keeper John Quarterman, who was eager to see changes in the present laws, says that postponing the meeting was the right thing to do.
Which is all sensible, I think. Yeah. I had thought of asking them, could you, at least delay this? Because I've been asking county commission members and city council members, and naturally they've been telling me, they're kind of busy with still doing cleanup, and so this is a good thing, I think.
The group plans to reschedule the meeting to next month with a date yet to be determined, and we'll hear back from John with his ideas about the matter at that time. With your Southeast Georgia News, I'm Wade Scott. Have a good day.